And finally, a clash between Indian troops and pro-independence fighters kills two people in Indian-controlled Kashmir. An Indian army spokesman said Kashmiris killed one soldier after they attacked an army post south of Srinagar. One civilian also died in the exchange of fire. In a separate attack, a roadside bomb went off in Kashmir's Shopian district, injuring three soldiers there. Kashmir has been divided between India and Pakistan since the end of British rule back in 1947. Two have fought two wars over the region ever since. The wars have killed thousands on both sides. Muzamil Ayub Thakur, Executive Director at Kashmir Institute of International Affairs, joins us from London. We just had Modi that visited the region. One of the things that he said, I forget the adjective that he used for the young people, I think, in Kashmir, but it wasn't nice in a sense. But he said what can bridge the differences is development, development, development. First of all, do you believe him? And this is while there's a dispute between India and Pakistan over that dam in the area that he was visiting.
In terms of development, 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 I think he needs to first focus on human rights, justice, and peace. The occupation of Kashmir is continued. The bloodshed has been spilled unnecessarily. Tens of thousands of people have been raped, gang raped, murdered, looted. When we talk about the dam, I mean, this is a very small section of a very large problem. Even when we talk about the water projects that are happening inside Kashmir, nearly 89% of the electricity, of the hydroelectric power that is generated in Kashmir, is sent to India, and the rest is used in Kashmir. And if the Kashmiris want to purchase back some of that electricity, we have to purchase it at a higher rate. Now, the issue comes back to the same point, that it cannot be development, development, development when you have images on your screen in the United Nations, in foreign offices, in other press news international that are monitoring Kashmir, when they see images of murder, images of rape, images of pellets that have been blinding children as young as 8. So development is far beyond what we are expecting. We are expecting first an end to the human rights violations in Kashmir and the right to self-determination as mandated by the United Nations, ratified by India and agreed upon by India.
Do you not give any economic incentives maybe that India throws after, of course, they acknowledge or reach some type of admission on the human rights violations to perhaps be a bridge between the two that may end this stalemate that has now gone on for decades?
The stalemate is not based on development. I think that's one very important key point that we need to address, that the continued violence in Kashmir is not because that there is a lack of infrastructure, a lack of development, a lack of education. These are consequences of the occupation that India have committed in Kashmir. Because of this occupation, there is a lack of development. Because of occupation, there is the economic situation as well as the intellectual prowess of our colleges and schools have gone down. It is the occupation that has suffered, that has caused suffering to the people of Kashmir, and it is India that is responsible to end that occupation and to implement those United Nations resolutions once and for all.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. Muzamil Ayub Thakur there, Executive Director of the Kashmir Institute of International Affairs from London.